So I would say, can you, I say, aside from that, I say, you know, I hear what you're saying. I see the examples you're trying to give, because people try to go to extreme examples of sorts, you know, like someone knocked on your door and said, yes, hi, I'm here to rape and murder your wife. Is she here? And your wife's in the back room. Okay, well, so you're telling me that God would want you to say, yes, my wife's here. She's in the back room, and, you know, here's the key. So basically, people will give you those extreme examples, and they're just trying to get out of, you know, having to own up to the fact that they have legitimately sinned. So I would just say, this is what I'm saying, you know, I would say, you know, I understand where you're coming from on that, but aside from that, can you honestly say that you've never once in your life told a lie, or have you ever at any point, you know, told someone anything other than the 100% truth for your own benefit? And, you know, like I said, if they're an honest person, they're going to own up to it, say, yeah, of course. And if not, then, well, I just say, okay, well, then I speak to the conscience, and I say, well, the Bible says if you have lied, then God counts you a liar. And then I just move on to the other commandment. Well, the thing is that there has to be a question, and the question is this. In situations of that sort, and this is my personal perspective on it, because I've dialogued with a lot of people about these things. The question is this something that God would define as a violation of his command? Is this an unrighteous, unjust act that God would label? I mean, for example, I mean, obviously, the one of the commandments says you shall not kill. And we understand that that's speaking of an unrighteous, unjust taking of another life. There are various instances in the Bible where people are killed, but obviously that's not sin. So the question is how is it defined by God? That's the final, you know, definition. So then you would have to ask yourself the question. For example, if someone knocked on my door and said, yes, hi, I'm here to rape and murder your wife and children, are they home? And if I were to say, and my wife and kids are in the back room, and I were to, and they say, you know, are they home? If I were to say no, would that be defined by God? Am I on the day of judgment going to give account to God for that as the sin of lying? And, you know, there may be different perspectives on that, but I'm of the opinion of no, that would not be held against me by the true definition of what a lie is by God's standard. So you speak of a police officer who in the line of duty has to, you know, do what you described in order to fulfill, you know, the calling of government, which is appointed by God, Romans tells us, to punish evildoers. It's a difficult one. I would have to know the exact circumstances, but I don't know that that would be defined by God and accounted to that person as a lie, according to the definition of a lie.
One of the things that we're like, oh, we didn't, we just got into a completely black here, so.
Yeah, it's a definition, you know, it's a delicate issue, but again, you know, I mean, the Bible's clear that our governing authorities are established by God, and in law enforcement, there are various times where they go undercover, they use a different name, I don't believe that would be defined, you know, as a lie, per se, according to the true definition.